USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans had been taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC said crypto-related scams account for about one in every $4 lost to fraud. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a vote of no confidence on Monday. Party official Graham Brady.
That vote will take place this evening in the House of Commons between 6 and 8 o'clock, and we will announce the result shortly thereafter. There will be arrangements for proxy votes for any colleagues who can't be present in person in Westminster, and we'll notify colleagues of those arrangements in the near future.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
President Vladimir Putin warned the United States in an interview broadcast on Sunday that Russia would strike new targets if the West supplied longer-range missiles to Ukraine. The United States has ruled out sending its own or NATO forces to Ukraine. A child injured in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting has been released from the hospital.
A 9-year-old girl was released from a Texas hospital after being injured during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. Since her discharge, a 10-year-old girl remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman, who is believed to be the shooter's grandmother, is in good condition. The alleged shooter, Salvador Ramos, reportedly shot his grandmother in the face, then drove her truck to Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and 2 adults were killed. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Stocks, the dollar, and crude oil are flat but holding steady Monday as investors position themselves for more direction on interest rates and the economy from a string of central bank meetings next week. The European Central Bank meets on Thursday, though it is not expected to begin raising rates until July. With rate setters at the United States Federal Reserve and Bank of England, they'll be getting together next week. Liz Cheney, in Wyoming's only congressional seat, has been at odds with President Trump as she tried unsuccessfully to impeach him. The Wyoming Republican Party voted shortly afterward to censure Representative Cheney. Some Wyoming Republicans want Cheney out, and Trump endorsed Harriet Hageman in. Here is candidate Hageman on Newsmax over the weekend.
And I have to say that that rally was an experience of a lifetime. I don't know if you've ever attended one of President Trump's rallies, but that was my first one. And it was exciting to have him. He was welcomed by all of Wyoming. We broke the record for that facility. There were over 11,000 people in the room when he took the stage, and boy, he delivered. Having his endorsement has been very important because we are an America first state. We're a Wyoming first state, and we're an America first state. We believe in enforcing our borders. We're fed up with the inflation. We're fed up with the policies of the failed Biden administration. And Donald Trump gave us a taste of what it could have been like had he been reelected.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.